Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, Frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche Zespri Sangold Kiwi. Das Stück für nur 55 Cent. Oder dunkle Tafeltrauben. 500 Gramm für nur 1,79 Euro. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
My fellow pro women's health choice. Definitely not pro murder or anything like that. Americans. It's day two since learning about the terrible, terrible, tragic news that birthing people across America may someday be forced to look at their own offspring in the eye, rather than, you know, pulling an Omar Navarro from Ozark and taking care of it, so to speak. People are grappling with the reality that now exists in this country. They are incredibly vulnerable, knowing at any moment, because of this draft document that isn't even in place yet, it might not even be the final ruling, any of us could fall victim to this horrible pregnancy plague sweeping the nation. And the worst part is, you never know when it may strike. I know some might say, well, actually, we do know. It's when two people have sex and they don't use protection. Easy for them to say. But obviously, those who have been suddenly stricken by this horrific womb monster realize that reproductive health care is health care. I mean, you know, not for the baby. You know, for them, it's sort of the opposite of health care. But for the mom, you know, it's probably pretty awful for her, too. But at least she doesn't have to go to, like, 10 years of Little League games. So, you know, pays off in the end. So before you start throwing around your cute little slogans about the right to life and how we shouldn't kill people arbitrarily for convenience, I want you to take a minute and think about a few other slogans. My body, my choice. With the exception of vaccines, you know, obviously. U.S. out of my uterus. You know, except when we're talking about federal funding, obviously. Then the U.S. should very much be like the entire country located inside of my uterus. And hey, hey, ho, ho, that clump of cells has definitely not a life, has got to go. And by go, of course, you know, I mean to stop a beating heart of a human being. So donate and vote and raise funds for me today so that I can have your money. And then I can spend your money on things that I want, unrelated to abortion, just stuff that I want. And so that I can stay in power forever. So I can make more money and then spend it on things that I want, unrelated to abortion or related to it, whatever, just stuff I want. Thank you, and may Dua Lipa bless the United States of America.
Stu Does America.
BlazeTV.com/Stu is the place to go to subscribe to Blaze TV. Use the promo code Stu and save $10. Glenn Beck is here. He's got a very long trip, done his very long memory. I mean, most of it's memory hold, but his very long memory lane. Ohio looks at its candidates for the 2022 midterms with some bizarre behind-the-scenes stuff I got to tell you about. But we start by doing the Roe versus Wade meltdown. Yes, it is in full effect. And who better to tell you how dumb one side of this argument is than this lady? Here she is standing in front of an abortion protest with a sign that says, "I wish my mom had aborted me." Now, if you're thinking to yourself, and I want to say, you're a bastard if you're thinking this. If you're thinking, "I wish she did too," you're a bad person, number one, and you're like all the commenters below that tweet, number two. So, things get a little ugly on the left. They start melting down, wishing for their own death. That's how much they want to abort children. Such a bizarre set of priorities. I really don't understand. Now, we also got the thing we get at every protest, which is, "No
group of men should be making decisions about my abortions and my body.
It is probably the single most common tweet, Facebook post, Instagram story, comment that you've seen out there over the past couple of days. And I couldn't resist. I had to go on the Twitters and point out this. White Republican men appointed to the Supreme Court should not have anything to say about women's rights, especially reproductive rights, which is why, of course, I opposed the original Roe versus Wade ruling from 1973. You see, five Republican white men were the really powerful force behind that decision. There were two Democrats as well, one white, one black, but a 7-2 decision made up mainly of five Republican men who granted that right out of thin air that obviously is not in the Constitution. In fact, even the right it's built on top of, the right to privacy, is not in the Constitution. But let's all pretend it is for 50 years and see how we can get rid of 63 million people. It was a great idea, and white Republican men came up with it. So you can thank them for it, but Republican white men giveth, Republican white men taketh away. And that might be where we are. Remember, we're not there yet. This has not actually happened yet. So let's go on. Let's move to Cori Bush, because Cori Bush is I don't know if she's not technically in the squad, I don't think. She's one of those people that, like, is squad adjacent. Like, if you're in the squad, you're kind of with the cool kids. And then there's a bunch of Democrats who, like, want to be in the squad but aren't cool enough to hang with AOC or something. So here's Cori Bush. She's talking what the Democrats should do next.
Yes, I think that the president should really, that's been my stance, abolish the filibuster. I saw that that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer did tweet out that there will be a vote. You know, there's going to be a vote on the legislation to codify right to an abortion.
There you go. Yep, that's the topic you're talking about.
So we're looking forward to that. We need to see who's going to vote for. Let's put the Senate on record. You know, but when I think about what else the president could do, one option could be through the federal, through the Food and Drug Administration. Oh, the president really? Could have the FDA issue regulations to expand access to medication abortion. You know, we need to bring that back into the conversation so that pregnant people could have access to a two-pill regimen safely and be able to end a pregnancy at home up to 10 weeks.
Yeah, it's really, that's the safest way to end a life. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking for here. I love this this idea. This is what the Democrats do, of course. When they don't get what they want, they change the rules. They liked the Obamacare ruling. No one was proposing getting rid of the court, packing the court, taking their power away. No one cared that white men made that decision. They liked it, so it was fine. Here, they don't like it, so they want to change the rules. They want to not only pack the court, they also want to have the FDA step in and expand access to abortion by pill. Because they want, this is why they have all these agencies, guys. Boys and girls, it's true. When they make a new agency up, it just is another way for them to use their power. We saw this all throughout COVID. It was constant. Let's do a eviction ban, and we'll do it through housing and urban development. No, how about the CDC? Let's try it that way. None of this stuff makes any sense, and they know it doesn't. That's why they continue to attempt to do it, because they, I guess, assume that people are going to fall for it. I don't know if they are. Representative Pramila Jayapal also had something to say, and I don't think she understands the system of government we have.
And the thing is, Victor, that these justices are acting like this is somehow something that they have the right to change. They do not have the right to change this, which has been settled law for two generations now, of people who have grown up, who have gone through their 20s in the firm belief that they can make these decisions about their own bodies. The only thing that has changed is the makeup of the Supreme Court.
I have terrible news for you. They do have that right. In fact, they had the right to give it to you in the first place after not just two generations or 50 years, but 150 years of the United States existing without this right being utilized at all. MSNBC, of course, was on board for the meltdown when anchor Kristen Welker was talking to Marjorie Dannenfelser. She's the president of the Susan B. Anthony List.
Just to be clear, people who support late-term abortions do so only if the safety and the life of the mother
is at risk. This is not true. This is literally not true. And I challenge you. I will send you the objective data on this. It is literally not true. And I challenge you to do that work and not just guess.
Yeah, and of course, I don't think it's a guess. It's a lie. It's a lie. We do know that this does happen, and we've seen, I hope you haven't seen it, honestly, but I've seen pictures, I've seen video of this, and it's some of the most horrific stuff you've ever seen. It looks like it's out of it looks like you could see it in Mariupol right now. It's that type of footage. You don't want to see it. And it is disgusting, and it's revolting, and it is exactly what's going on here. And I remind you, the position here that it should even be allowed at all in the third trimester is something supported by something like 13% of the American people. It's over 80% oppose it. And yeah, you can say, well, what about this crazy circumstance that could never occur? Because honestly, there's never, I mean, we've been through this 100 times. There's not a medical reason to have an abortion. You're already in there. I mean, it's like you have to pass the baby anyway. Why wouldn't you pass it when it's alive? And by the way, ask people who have performed abortions. We've talked to several of them over the years who say, yeah, there's no real reason for that. That's just a scam. But, you know, it is what it is. We have Yamiche Alcindor. She's talking outside of the abortion clinic in Mississippi and wants to talk about pregnancies that may turn into something you're familiar with. Listen to this.
And I talked to another woman who had tears in her eyes and said that she went up to the volunteers to thank them for their work, because she said as a woman who's an attorney who has the means and resources, that she'll always be able to get an abortion because she'll be able to fly to one of what they're calling the 13 safe states, places that might continue to have abortion, like California or New York. But for a lot of vulnerable women, women who are poor, women who are women of color, they will be forced to have pregnancies that they cannot afford to terminate, and pregnancies that will then turn into children that they cannot afford.
What? That's what they turn into? They turn into children? Who would have possibly known that that's the way this whole thing ends up? By the way, again, I know I've mentioned this multiple times, and I don't want to encourage anyone, honestly, to take advantage of this, but the truth is, you're going to be able to go anywhere in the country for free to get an abortion. We have companies like Amazon who are offering their employees $4,000 to get an abortion. We have, and obviously every crazy left-wing company is going to start giving this type of benefit as part of their employee benefit package. It's going to happen all over the place. Believe me, that's true. And if you want, you might say, well, what about someone who doesn't have a job? What about someone who doesn't work for a left-wing corporation that might implement these types of benefits? Well, for example, the abortion hut she was out in front of there doing her little broadcast is called the Pink House. The Pink House is, well, it's really called the Jackson's Women Health Facility or something. But it's the case, it's the center in the middle of this Supreme Court case that's going on now. And, of course, they're already talking about just repurposing the facility for basically a travel agency. When you would normally walk through the door and say, hey, I was thinking about getting an abortion, can you guys give me one? You'll come in and instead say, hey, I was thinking about getting an abortion. Can you guys give me one? And they'll say, no, but here's your Uber fee to go a couple hours down the road. And we'll have you all set up when you get there. That's unfortunately how this is going to go. You might not like it. I don't like it. But that's the truth. And honestly, the people freaking out over this, some of them actually know it. Some of them do not. We have some examples of that coming up here in just a minute. Here's NBC once again. Coming up with the very, very strange, antiquated idea that keeps popping up on these newscast meltdowns over and over again. Listen.
actually thought that Chief Justice Roberts might be able to put together a coalition that would at least stop the bleeding here at 15 weeks, which is what the Dobbs case was advocating for. Instead, they've gone full bore in completely removing the right to an abortion. What does that mean practically? It means that those with the means will probably travel to states where it is legal, and those without the means will resort to other methods, like we saw before 1973 with back alley abortions. You know, Mika, I was reading that in Chicago in the 1960s, there were 4,000 emergency room visits per week in Chicago based on emergency medical need for botched abortions. That's where we're headed.
4,000 per week in Chicago. Well, you know, look, I don't believe that number at all. But beyond that, why would you get a back alley abortion when you can get a free one out of state? It doesn't make any sense. No one's going to do that. I mean, look, of course, it happens now. I mean, there's a few people who decide to do it. But basically, no one's going to do it. It doesn't make any sense because they're still available. I hope one day they are not available. And the cutting down the abortions dramatically would be something that I would prefer, frankly. Because, you know, while it is terrible when something happens to someone going to get an abortion, you know, we have to look at the larger picture, which is it's not 63 million people in half a century. I will tell you that. All right, we're moving on too slowly. Let's go to CNN. This is the slippery slope argument. Let's hear it.
And I cannot believe that I'm sitting here, Jim, in the year of 2022, a right that I was born into a society that had, that my mother had, that my grandmother had, that my great grandmothers in her lifetime had, that with the stroke of a pen, someone can simply say a fundamental right that is within a zone of privacy that the court has said should be hands off for the government, with the stroke of a pen can be taken away. There are a lot of things now on the chopping block. And Steve, you spoke about an earthquake. Well, a familiar phrase is a slippery slope in the Supreme Court. That which you do in one area could extend to others.
That's not
well,
what a slippery
fundamental
slope
rights
is. Okay,
include
that's
interstate.
I mean, look, this idea that this is going to expand to other areas is specifically dealt with inside of the ruling. You know, I think maybe on Friday we'll actually go through the ruling a little bit more in depth. We never really got to go through all of it. Maybe we'll go through a bunch of it on Friday's show, just because this, a lot of the stuff they're saying here is stuff that's actually dealt with in the ruling that still isn't official if you bothered to read it. Here's Whoopi Goldberg talking about the bathroom.
Women in this country lived forever with it being illegal.
Well, not you.
Okay.
You know,
women,
older than
when they
50.
Decide something is not right for them, they're going to take it into their own hands. Well, we got tired of tripping over women in bathrooms, public bathrooms,
oh, yeah,
who were giving themselves abortions because there was nowhere safe, nowhere clean, nowhere to go. This law came about because people wanted people to have somewhere safe and somewhere clean. It has nothing to do with your religion. This is not a religious issue. This is a human issue.
She's right. It has nothing to do with religion. They bring that up all the time as if it's this good point. It has nothing to do with religion whatsoever. It's not a constitutional right. That's all it says. You can go vote it in your state if you want it. And when there maybe wasn't an opportunity to get an abortion anywhere legally, there were more people giving themselves abortions, though, again, it was not incredibly common. Now you have a situation where, you know, again, 2-hour flight or less from anywhere in America. That's what we're talking about here. That's what this controversy is about. 2-hour flight or less anywhere in America. Here's James Corden, the late night host. He's talking about he thinks he's got a good point, too, this time on COVID.
For the past 2 years, we've seen people crying out for medical autonomy, you know, from pushback to pushback on like mask mandates to anti-vaccination protests. And yet now some of the most vocal opponents of government interference in medical care are supporting a decision that says your body, my choice.
No.
And make no mistake, this is the biggest rollback of human rights in modern US history.
my God.
And we know what a reversal of reproductive rights looks like because your parents and grandparents, they lived it already.
I thought you said it was the biggest rollback ever. If they lived it already, how? I don't understand. You're not making any sense. Also, I would point out that every people like James Corden fought against the argument for medical autonomy the entire time. They didn't embrace that argument. And I will say this as well. No one who didn't want to wear a mask was trying to kill a person. No one who didn't want to get a vaccine was trying intentionally for someone to die. If you pass COVID, we all know it was a terrible time. But no one was intentionally trying to kill the person. That, of course, is one of the big differences. We've got too much going on here today. Let's go with Elizabeth Warren talking about, insurrection or something. Oh my gosh. Remember, if you're going to fight back, you usually got a giant congressional panel looking at you, side eye. But now it's totally okay for Elizabeth to say that. Here's another Elizabeth Warren classic.
I've never seen you so angry. You seem to be.
This is what the Republicans have been working toward this day for decades. They have been out there plotting, carefully cultivating these Supreme Court justices so they could have a majority on the bench who would accomplish something that the majority of Americans do not want.
You're describing the
69% of people across this country. Across this country, red states and blue
this
states,
is not true at all.
Old people and young people want Roe versus Wade to maintain as the law of the land. We have a right.
Extremists,
we've heard enough from the extremists.
The Democratic Party, enough of her. God, good God almighty. Look, the Democratic Party is the extreme party when it comes to abortion. Now, I happen to be pretty extreme on abortion. I don't want it to happen at all. I think it's pretty bad. I think we should keep the people and the children being born. I think that's the better way to go. The Republican policy is much closer to the American people, which is allowances for rape and incest and life and health of the mother. That's basically the mainstream position. Republicans would like it to have a reason and not just on demand for the first 3 months, but that's as far as the American people will go, and that's much farther than Europe goes. The Republicans are much closer to the mainstream than Democrats. The Democrats are the extremists. They want it every single second of the pregnancy. It's disgusting. Look, the truth is abortion definitely ends the life of a human being, but it also makes people really, really dumb. I would like abortion to go away completely. But if this decision actually comes through as advertised, that will not be the effect for pretty much anyone. If you really would like your kid to be eliminated, add a dash of Travelocity into your life, and you'll be on your way to stopping that pesky little heartbeat in just minutes. I don't want to make it feel like this thing, Roe versus Wade, that being overturned, this thing that we've been fighting for 50 years, isn't a big deal. It is. But it's sort of like going to the gym once. It's a necessary part of the process of getting in shape, but it doesn't turn you in to Dwayne The Rock Johnson overnight. This Mother's Day, make that next mom call extra special. Your mom might call you. You might say hello. Well, how about getting her the gift of quality premium wireless audio courtesy of Raycon? Raycon wireless earbuds are a must-have for super moms, all those masters of multitasking who need to keep their hands free. With Raycons, they can stay entertained listening to their favorite podcast or music, plus take phone calls with Vivid voice technology, all hands-free. Raycons are user-friendly for those moms who are switching to wireless earbuds for the first time. Easy to set up, easy to use, seamless Bluetooth pairing. Plus, they come in a bunch of fun color options, so you can find mom a color that suits her personality and style. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are so comfortable, they will not budge. I wear them all the time, and they never go anywhere. They're awesome. For the mom on the go, well, Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life with their compact portable charging case. They're priced just right. You get quality audio at half the price of other premium audio brands. Tell your mom how much you love her and make sure she hears it in crystal clear audio quality with Raycon. Go to buyraycon.com/stew. Get 15% off your Mother's Day order. It's buyraycon. buyraycon.com/stew.
Joining me now is Glenn Beck. He's got a brand new special coming up right after this program on Blaze TV. It's 9 p.m. Eastern, and stay tuned for that. What is it called? What are you doing tonight? Do you know? Do you have any idea? Do you know in advance, or do they just put the script in front of you at this point in your career and you just roll with it? At this point, you've been in this business so long, they just put words in front of you and you just say them. Is that where you are in your career right now?
Hello, America. Ignore him. Join me in, I don't know how long, because this thing could just keep going and going. But I'm going to be talking about the, you know, ruling that's not a ruling and how insane everything is. And I'm also going to be talking to a woman who had an abortion and is like, this really hurts my community. She's African-American. So join me for that after this drivel.
Thank you for that. Abortion, a hot topic in the news this week. Yeah, it must mean something specific to you, given that you're obviously pregnant. How does that hit you as someone who's in the middle of a pregnancy right now?
If you were me, would you continue to pay him? I sign the check month after month after month. Which one of us is stupid, him or me?
It's a good question. You should ask yourself. Let me ask you. Let's look back at your career, a little retrospective of
good transition
of your
my career with you from abortion. Okay, good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good transition. When you think of. Well, I mean, honestly, you started your career. You were a hot shot DJ, like 14 years old, hot shot. But you grew into a hot shot DJ at like 17 or 18 years old. I don't know if people know this at this point, but you're one of the youngest DJs in a major market in America. The youngest, I think, at the time in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, probably.
And you were at one point pro-choice. Right.
Yeah, because I just wanted to keep my options open.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot of thought. It was just like, I don't know, could come in handy. You know?
Right, like, yeah, right.
You know, I was a dirtbag.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you were.
Even though I was still so uncool that it wasn't like I was sleeping with a bunch of groupies or anybody. Really.
Right.
I was sleeping with myself, you know, most of the time.
You don't usually need abortion after that.
Nope.
No.
Never had to have one.
You had a transition, though. At one point, you were, I would say, as you say, kind of a pro-choice from convenience. But that you did change. What was the change?
The change was actually doing the thinking. You know, I think most people are like I used to be, and you either make decisions because you haven't thought about it and it's convenient, or I like that one, or, you know, then I don't have to argue stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pro-choice. It's the cool position.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not going to really be talking to any religious zealots who are going to be like, you're pro-choice. What about? And they're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a weirdo. Stay away from me. So most people, I think, get their decisions or they base their decisions on what's either popular, what's easy, or what has been told to them. When you actually want to know the answers to things, and I mean putting together a daisy chain, I mean your belief, if your belief conflicts with a bunch of other beliefs that you also hold, one of them is most likely wrong. Okay? And I was always pro-death penalty and pro-choice. And I thought that kind of worked, you know? I'm for death either side, you know? but when you actually think about it, I am pro-life and anti-death penalty. But the anti-death penalty is on religious reasons, okay? Because I think the Old Testament shows, you know, death penalty is fine, but it has to be a religious kind of sacrament, you know? I'm pro-life, not for religious reasons, but because It's the only thing that makes sense, that if we find a single cell amoeba on Mars, we will say we found life. It could be dead and we'll say we found life. OK, or evidence of life. Well, gosh, I think the baby in the dish is at least evidence of life. It is life. I don't know where that is. It would be the safest thing to say as soon as it's conceived, because on Mars, the cell starts to separate, you know, it's life.
And it's certainly the biblical view, right, of conception.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, that's not always how these decisions are made.
And I also wanted to be a decent human being that believed in something that I thought was moral, decent, and I don't know. History always has bothered me, that you're on the right side of history. And I remember, I don't know if you remember this, but I used to always say, if women had like a piece of saran wrap right here, you know, or a little window, no one would have this argument. Well, we do now. It's an ultrasound.
Yeah, and the 3D ultrasounds. Yeah. It really is like a window.
Right. So you're not on the winning side. And the baby is becoming a baby faster and faster because of viability. As our technology grows, then the baby becomes a baby earlier. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah. Is this sort of the blessing and the curse of being a person who hosts a talk show? Like, you have to think this stuff out. And it pushes you into those uncomfortable areas to try to draw those lines, where I don't think the average person who doesn't maybe watch The Blaze.
This is the blessing of being an alcoholic. Hmm. When you crash, you have to reorder your whole life. I mean, you are carrying around stuff that is either not true or, you know, defense mechanisms or things you just skated on. If you want to get well, you have to know who you are and what you believe and build it on something, build it on rock.
I thought the blessing of being an alcoholic was like 2 a.m. on like a Saturday. That's
no, the blessing of alcoholics, and I didn't get this blessing because I did it too early, is the blackouts in the teenage years. You know,
right.
When you have teenagers mm-hmm. and you can just drink until you black out, that's fantastic.
You forget the entire time period.
You forget the entire time period.
You've used up all your blackouts.
I have.
Back in the day.
I wasted them.
You wasted them. It's funny because you get to that point where when you examine all of these things, you do find inconsistencies in the way you think. You say, okay, well, point A does not vibe with point B, and I need to square those for my own good, for my own mental health, to make myself a better person.
But you get
do
to
we do that enough? Now?
Yeah, no, people don't. But you do get to a place to where, for instance, I'm not staunchly anti-death penalty. Mm-hmm. I think the right answer is if it is a sacrament. A blood sacrament, but that gets into weird kind of, you know, when Jesus returns, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe, I don't know. But I'm not firmly against it because there's some stuff that you lose. You can't play the game anymore. But we're living in a world where we want to physically, chemically castrate some children, but we think that's too mean to do to pedophiles. How's that work?
It doesn't.
Okay. We have no problem with abortion if the mother wants the abortion. But if the mother wants to keep the abortion and somebody did exactly the same procedure, it wouldn't be assault only. It would be assault and murder. How does that work?
Why would it be murder?
Right. See, this whole society is now being set up to where there is no reason. This is how 1984 works. Don't think about it logically. Just repeat after me. 2 + 2 = 5. That's what's happening to us. We're losing reason.
Did you ever think you'd see this day? Now, again, we should point out the day has not come yet.
Yeah.
So we have not. This is not an official.
Not sure we have seen that day yet.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have not yet.
Yeah.
But we may here in the next few weeks. Did you ever think this would happen? I never did.
Not in my lifetime.
I didn't think I'd see it. Not in my lifetime.
But I just, because we have, my entire life, we've appointed horrible judges. Mm. Horrible judges. You know, and the left is still doing it. You know, the right, you expect it from the left, but the right's always gotten these people who are like, well, I'm John Roberts and I don't want to be unpopular.
Yeah.
You know,
we get that all the time.
Right. The people that just lose their way to the Constitution. This is one of the most reasoned rulings I have really ever read. It is so logical and so simple to understand. And you can see who's read it and who hasn't. Mm-hmm. Most people on TV that are commenting on it have not read it. I'll bet you most politicians, I'll bet you most abortionists, most of the people that are on TV as talking heads for Planned Parenthood haven't read it. Because it doesn't shut
them,
down.
Right? That people don't want to. It's just what we were just talking about. Yeah. They don't want to go down those roads. They don't want to see the great point from the other side because it might challenge what they believe and they identify this
way. So what
are
you doing with your life? I mean, what's the point of life? You just exist. You just exist. Isn't the point of life? I'm a risk taker, and that's the only reason why I think I've been successful. You know my slogan, been from the beginning with you. What is it?
Risk big, win big.
Right. Risk big, win big. Risk big, lose big. Just know the odds before you throw it down on the table. As if the odds are in my favor or I feel like the odds are in my favor, I'll throw the dice every time. Most people won't do that. They don't like to risk things. But that is life. Otherwise, you're just living in this protected little world that someone else created for you. And you're just like, yep, uh-huh, yeah, that's right. And if you answer wrong, they, you know, electrify the floor. If you answer right, you get a little nibble of food. I don't want that life. What is the point of life?
No.
If you're not discovering new things all the time.
We do know that a lot of people live that life where they will sit there and not question and this will turn, and it already is, turning to anger.
Oh, people are stupid.
They're incredibly stupid.
I mean, you just want to take a fire hose to a lot of people and just go, okay, dry yourself off and read something. They're just dumb as a box of rocks.
And dumb and certain. Right. This is a terrible,
nothing more dangerous.
Nothing more dangerous than dumb and certain. So here we are in a place where a lot of people who don't want to even understand the other side are incredibly angry. We've seen cop cars get smashed in the
streets.
And
what are they angry about?
They have to fly to get their abortions.
I don't even think so. They think that this is
Gilead.
It's just four or five guys, you know, and a woman that are making this decision and imposing it. That's not what this ruling is at all.
It does the opposite.
It does not impose anything.
It actually reverses the imposition.
And it says decisions like this must remain in the hands of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it could easily be construed to read, it must remain in the hands of people and individuals. Yes, legislature, but can you legislate something that is this contested and this deep? I think you could make a case. I don't think you'd be right, but you could make that case. There should be no legislation on this. Should just be free.
Mm.
Whatever you decide to do.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to a life issue, there's more protections, I think, that the state can provide.
Yes.
And I know we agree on that, but there is that argument. I mean, the libertarians make that argument, you know, often.
This is the greatest freedom movement that I have seen. What's happening now in the Supreme Court, and especially with this is a libertarian's dream. It's libertarian. And libertarians, I'll bet you I have Michael Malice on tonight. I don't know his opinion, mm-hmm. but my guess is he is absolutely for this ruling, but also pro-choice. Mm. I'll bet you he's both. How can you be? How can you be?
You can be.
Right. You should be. Because if you believe in power to the individual, my body, my choice, this ruling has just said no one should decide that, especially people who are sitting in black robes. Hmm. This belongs to the individual and the voter and people making laws because they have to answer to people. It's not in the Constitution.
Well, you heard it. Michael Malice is going to be on the show, so you got a reason to actually watch now. You know, for number one, reason one of one to check out the show tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blaze TV. You go to blazetv.com/stew and subscribe, though you'd get all the Glenn shows, and you probably don't want that. Glenn, thanks for coming on the program.
I don't know why I even...
Well, J.D. Vance won the primary in Ohio. I've been blabbing so long about the whole Roe versus Wade thing that we're super short on time. But I did want to tell you not only about him winning, and of course, he was the one that Donald Trump recommended for that seat, and he will go on to face Tim Ryan in the general election coming up in November. One crazy detail about this race, though, that was just revealed today by Politico. Peter Thiel was a big backer of J.D. Vance, put, I think, something like $15 million into the campaign. But you can only do that. You can't do that directly. You have to do that through a super PAC. So they have these separate super PACs set up. And the problem with a super PAC, one of the problems when you're running a campaign, is you can't coordinate with the super PAC. So what they wound up doing is putting all of their coordination, quote unquote, talking about polling, slogans he should use, in-depth attacks on their opponents, all these things that normally would be the most secret public documents secret campaign documents you could possibly have. And they put them on a public website. And so that's getting around the rule. Basically, they just posted it like, here we go, on a Medium page and didn't tell anybody about it except for the people in the campaign. They knew about it. They saw all the research. It was out there. Eventually, one of his opponents found out about it and was able to see all of his research. Still wasn't enough to beat J.D. Vance, who very likely will be the next senator from Ohio. So if you want to get a great belt, a great wallet, a great pair of socks, you might go to a bunch of different places for that type of thing, but you don't need to anymore. You can go to grip6.com/stew. Grip6 is a company in Utah that sells in the United States, all over the world, but it sources everything that it uses right here in America. You know, they sell like these socks that they have, they're wool socks, and it's difficult. You know, most companies don't even try, honestly, to source their wool from America anymore. And they just say, well, let's get it. It's going to be a lot cheaper somewhere else. Well, Grip 6 says, you know what? We can do it. We can do it at the right price, and we can make it quality. Their belts are awesome. You'll love them. Their wallets are great as well. Grip6.com/stew it's a great American company, and they love this country like you do, and they want to keep people employed here in this country. It's fantastic. Grip6.com/stew. The code is stew to save 15%. Right now, it's grip6.com/stew. Get 15% off today. Get your comments in. YouTube.com/stewdoesamerica. Subscribe there. Gene writes, we don't hate women. We hate murdering innocent infants. Such a stickler on that point. Julie says, abortion doesn't unmother a woman. It makes her the mother of a murdered baby. I pray that the justices release this decision immediately before anyone bullies them to change it. Amen. I think states' rights are the answer to a bunch of our issues. If you're pro-killing innocent babies, go live where it's accepted. Let me live in a community with people who are like me, and you do your thing. I mean, please don't do that thing, but yeah, I know what you mean. And finally, they suddenly seem to know what a woman is. Did they hand out biology degrees along with a leak? Great question. Back in a second. If you like this show, support this show. If you don't like this show, support this show at StuDoesMerch.com. StuDoesMerch.com. You can get all your great merchandise, including the new CNN Plus, well, Stu Plus gear. It's available now. StuDoesMerch.com. Use the code STU10.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Cool, wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Hol dir dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer?